Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work Podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Today we have another installment from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Toxic takers. Unfortunately, there are many unhealthy people, relationships, and behaviors that don't come from a place of innocence or goodwill. The toxic taker, TT, is a drain who's particularly damaging to unassertive people. It's the TTs who will be annoyed and upset once you start practicing assertiveness. We may have discussed how to set solid and impermeable boundaries, but sometimes people are set on violating them regardless. There will be people in your life who have a warped sense of entitlement. What you've worked for becomes a free resource they can tap into. They demand a job at your office or introductions to others in your field. They ask you to make them a website for free overnight or use your recruiting knowledge to create their CV. TTs know your every skill and strength, but not a single vulnerability other than your need to say yes. They take from you and return nothing, passing off your work as their own or belittling you to others. Having grown accustomed to the one-sidedness of the relationship, TTs know how insecure you are, so they never consider paying you back or doing something for you. This sends the message that you're less important than them and people are taking advantage of you. The feelings of anger, resentment, and disapproval that arise from this spill over into all areas of your life. The TT wears many disguises. They could be your colleague, sibling, best friend, neighbor, customer, client, teacher, or acquaintance. The TT needs you to help them, not once or twice, but always. Every encounter involves them sharing with you their latest mistakes, admitting their flaws and weaknesses, and regaling you with tales of the latest disaster that's currently destroying their life. This is deliberate. Being so open and upfront about their shortcoming endears the TT to you. They ensure there's never time to talk about anything other than themselves and lead you down a path of sob stories and manipulation to get what they want. You're never invited to share your problems, but always listen to theirs. Go out of your way to help them and lend them money. The truth is that the vast majority of TTs actually harbor a lot of resentment for the people they take from. This stems from complex emotions surrounding their dependence on you and resentment that you don't seem to have their worries. They may believe that it's easy for you and you owe it to them to help. You taking an interest in their problems may be the only validation they get. Even the most independent person falls on hard times and has to ask for help. One of the reasons you might always want to support the TT is because you feel sorry for how often this happens to them. The difference is that things never seem to improve for the TT. If one problem seems to be taken care of, in swoops another one to take its place. The money you lent wasn't enough. The problem was more complex than they first thought. TTs never manage to remove themselves fully from the problematic situation. They're also not afraid to invent disasters in order to extract more from you. There are two ways to identify and deal with a TT. The first method is that when they come to you with a problem, sympathize with them, but don't offer any kind of help at all. No solutions, no money, no advice. Just say, "Yes, that does sound terrible." This is going to require willpower because the TT will continue to elaborate to provoke your natural caregiving response of wanting to solve the problem. It's hard to listen to their heartbreaking speech and resist the urge to jump in with advice or to be the savior. Just keep sympathizing and stop yourself if you want to say more. Make a statement and repeat their feelings ad nauseum. The TT may seem to give up, but they're going to try to talk to you again about it. You're not offering your usual money or assistance is going to disorient them. When they talk to you, they fully expect you to help them and won't expect you to have seen through their act. You have the power of surprise on your side. They'll become frustrated and annoyed, but even a TT knows when they're beaten, and they'll be off to see who else they can manipulate. Once again, that selection from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Please make sure to visit Amazon.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.